The following is a paid presentation on News Talk 580 CFRA. Welcome to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA. Get expert advice on a variety of topics and hear what Ottawa business people have to offer. Ask questions, get answers. This is Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Dave Watts with you this hour on Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA. This hour, we're going to tackle one of the messiest jobs every building or homeowner has to deal with at some point or other along the way. This hour, we're under the sink, we're in the bathroom, or wherever the need surfaces when plumbing services are required. Homeowners, and I include myself in this, often say, yeah, I can fix that or I can replace that faucet. Well, 9 times out of 10, you're on the phone to a plumber not only to fix what's needed, but to perhaps untangle the vague attempts we homeowners might make to fix something. So let's get a handle on plumbing needs this hour with our friends from S&R Plumbing and the service manager, Sebastian Regenbolt from S&R. Welcome to CFRA, Seb.
Hi.
Nice to see you, and I'm glad that we've got together this hour that we can discuss some of these things. Now, S&R Plumbing covers two areas of need, residential and commercial, and we're going to touch on S&R Mechanical as well this hour. So, Sebastian, to begin, maybe some history of S&R in the area, and how long has the company been in business?
So S&R has been around for 35 years now. This is their 35th anniversary, owned and operated by Serge Robert, who is still to this day with the company itself. They're based out of Orleans, but they service the entire city of Ottawa, Gatineau. Actually, they go all the way out to Pembroke, Cornwall, Hawkesbury. We even have some jobs out in Cantley and Shawville.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So you folks cover a good part of Eastern Ontario and Western Quebec.
That's correct.
Oh, excellent. Now, your corporate vision essentially is focused around exceptional customer service. That is so important today.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, customer comes first. Without the customers, we don't have a business.
And it's all about going the extra mile for the customer.
That's correct. That's what I tell every single one of our technicians. We've got to treat their home like it's ours. Protect their property. We have to explain everything we're doing to the customer. I think the most important thing is actually educating the customer.
Yeah, I agree. Now, if emergency services are required, how long does it take for a rep to get to the place of need?
Well, everything is relevant on where you are geographically and where the technicians are situated. I mean, we've got a fairly big team, anywhere from 8 to 14 technicians on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. We have less technicians on the weekend, but I mean, we give a 2-hour window normally as to when we can show up, but there's always somebody, a friendly voice available over the phone to take your call and assess your needs, and then we put you in a priority order depending on what exactly you're going through.
Now, if it's a super critical emergency requirement, as you say, that's a good idea, being on the phone with the customer. Perhaps they can provide, like your customer service team, can provide a stopgap measure for the client until your rep arrives at the house.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually experienced that this week where a lady, her toilet was overflowing. There was water everywhere. We guided her to the basement to her main isolation valve. She managed to turn it off and alleviate the problem until we can get there and remedy the situation.
How many teams of folks do you have? If you got a bunch of calls all at once, could you service perhaps 2 or 3 people at the same time or more?
Yeah. So once again, if we get a large call volume, we have a lot of people in the office to answer that phone.
Okay.
And like I say, I've got a team of anywhere from 8 to 14 people. So we can service all these people at the same time. And if a second guy sometimes is required, then sure, we make the necessary steps to get that person there.
Now, S&R Plumbing is also hand-in-hand with S&R Mechanical. What is that? And let's get some background on it. We are going to talk about S&R Mechanical in more detail later on, but maybe right off the top, what is S&R Mechanical?
Correct. So S&R Mechanical is mostly our commercial and industrial side of the company. For example, right now we're working on 5 brand new schools. We're working on all major hospitals. We're pretty much in every single mall in the city of Ottawa. We're involved in Tweed, the museums. We've got 12 condos going on. So just to give you the general idea of the big projects that we can take on.
Now, these are full construction jobs, I guess, are they?
Correct. They can be, yeah, full, brand new, like for the, for example, the condos, brand new builds. Mm-hmm. And then museums, they can be renovations, things like that.
I see. So new construction, new commercial and renovations are a big core of the S&R mechanical business line.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about residential plumbing services a little bit. Why should homeowners always contact a professional like S&R?
Well, I mean, we've gone to school for 5 years, sometimes more, in order to learn our craft. We've got the experience to assess all your needs. And like you introduced with, you sometimes some people will attempt things and not necessarily do it in the proper way, which can cause an issue down the line.
Sure.
We can be there to guide you in the right direction and make sure that everything will function for a long period of time.
Why would a homeowner think that a job might be too small to call a plumber?
People may think that, but there's no such thing as a job too small. It can be as simple as replacing a tap. If the customer doesn't feel comfortable doing it,
We
will come in and assist with you. Whether it be drain unclogging, installing a tap, or completely doing a full renovation of a washroom, mm-hmm. We can really do it all.
Okay. Now, I guess, I don't know if this is something that you can answer at this point, but the dynamics of climate change, has that affected some of the services S&R handles?
It has, yes. I mean, with the flash rains now and the floods that we experience, we've seen a big influx in sump pumps being required, weeping tile around homes not working properly and causing water infiltration into the homes. We get called out a lot for leaks. We end up opening a bit of drywall, ends up being a foundation problem. But luckily, we've got a large network of companies we work with, so we can try to assist the customer in multiple different ways.
I guess you guys were pretty busy in 2017 and 2019 with the flooding.
Yes, we were. There was quite a bit going on.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the thawing of pipes and then the refreezing of pipes. I mean, it's like the potholes on the street. I guess it's the same kind of process. That thawing and freezing has got to be hard on the pipes and fixtures that are, you know, prone to that on the, near the outside.
It can be, especially in older homes. When a few weeks ago we had a lot of winds, strong cold winds, mm-hmm. Improperly insulated homes can get that draft going onto that pipe, freezing it, and then rendering a part of your plumbing not functional. And, well, God forbid, it could even burst.
Yeah.
At which point we'll need to remedy that for sure.
We don't want to talk about that for sure. We will. More to come on News Talk 580 CFRA. Our guest in studio is Sebastian Regimbold. He's the service manager with S&R Plumbing here in Ottawa, their office in Orleans. We'll be right back on News Talk 580 CFRA.
We'll return with more experts on call on News Talk 580 CFRA.